a junk food memory you have from your childhood. 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And Bradley, why are we asking people about their junk food memories?
Well, we love to talk about food. We love junk food on this show. We have a whole segment about it. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Don't
but
worry.
I've been reading this wonderful book about food and a bunch of other stuff. But basically, it has this discussion in it about how hardwired and intense our food memories are, especially when it relates to, believe it or not, snack foods and what we would call junk food. So I thought, like, look, I have a lot of junk food memories, and I bet I'm not alone. 651-641-1071. Like, I still have very distinct, and we can talk a little bit about the science, but like, you will probably have the ability to recreate a scene in graphic detail. Like, I can tell you in great detail, for example, about our little Debbie closet that I had when I was a kid.
You kept a Debbie in a closet.
Yes, a little one. No, but we had like a snack food, like our pantry, but it was like a closet that had been converted. And I can just tell you, like, there was carpet in it. And anyway, so I know people have these like fond memories of junk food, so I thought, let's just open the phone lines and get all nostalgic for junk food.
Let's get junk food nostalgic. 651-641-1071. Tell us your junk food memories in as much detail as you're willing to tell us. What did you say?
I said, you know.
Holly's busy answering phones, but we do have callers. Who do we have on the line, Holly?
Let's start with Noelle. She's been patiently waiting.
Hello, Noelle. Thank you for your patience. Share your junk food memories with us.
Hi, yeah. One of my favorites was always eating cake frosting directly from the little plastic jar.
Yes. That is perfectly
and
normal.
Like, I bet you can smell it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I would get up, like, before my mom on Saturday morning and watch cartoons and just chow. It's terrible.
I love it.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean,
horrifying.
It's what we did.
That and candy cigarettes set me up for a lifetime of healthy habits.
Okay, yeah, I also very much love that.
Did you drag stuff through the frosting, or was it just, like, a spoon?
A spoon.
Yeah.
No, just a spoon.
Yeah, just go right in.
I don't want to ruin the pure effect.
That's true. Just getting that sugar directly into your bloodstream.
Of all of the horrifying hydrogenated oils and sugar. Like, that's the part that's the best.
I mean,
I don't need no nothing else.
I don't need no nothing else. Thank you, Noelle. I don't need no nothing else. I want that on a t-shirt. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Sandy, tell us about your junk food memories.
My junk food memory is Mallow Cups. Mallow Cups, those little chocolate things that were filled with marshmallow cream.
Oh, where did you get these things? At the grocery store?
Any store. Okay. Yeah, the little candy store down the road from where I lived had them. But inside the Mallow Cup was a little card with a picture of a coin on it with a cent or whatever. And if you saved up like 100 of those points, you could send them into the company and you would get a case of Mallow Cups sent to you.
That is so cool.
My gosh. So did you save them up?
Oh, way, way more than I probably should have. I'm still paying for it today, probably 55 years later.
Yeah, you've got all those wonderful memories.
Exactly.
I did.
And
they
were
great. Mallow Cup. They still sell them today. I don't know if they have the coins in them anymore, but they still sell them today.
Thank you for your call.
I actually think now that you mention it, that you say that, I think I know what she's talking about.
Yeah. They almost look like...
It's like a peanut butter cups.
Yeah, but there's marshmallow.
Yeah.
I've never had one.
You can get those. There are places locally where you can buy those. Like, anybody that has old school candy is going
to
have Mallow Cups. I was thinking of, like, when she first said that Mallow Mars... Was that what they were called? What were those marshmallow cookies called? Mallow Mars.
You are not talking to
talking about moon pies.
Who would know that?
No, not moon pies. It's like a. It was like a graham cracker cookie, and then there was marshmallow on top, and then it was enrobed with chocolate. But anyway,
pinwheels.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I never have had that, but I just was trying to find what you were
Yes, actually, that looks like, I don't know that that's the ones I remember.
Yeah, moon pie is 2 graham crackers with marshmallow filling and dipped in coating chocolate.
I do know what a moon pie is, and those are bigger, and it's definitely in the same family.
There's something else called, I don't know if this is from America, the United States of America, but it's called Dare Whippet Dark Chocolate Marshmallow Shortbread Cookies.
Huh.
That also looks like what you're talking
Interesting.
About. Interesting. Anywhoosie whatsie, who else do we have on the line?
We have Tim.
Hello, Tim. Tim, tell us about your junk food memories.
Okay, so first of all, big plus one to Noel. We may have shared the same childhood, but
plus one.
The creamy deluxe frosting out of the can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that's a family that is probably larger than we care to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I never understood was why was there leftover frosting in the can? Why does it not all go on the cake?
This is a good question.
Unless you're just eating
come over to my
for
house.
The sake of frosting.
That's how I do it. Well, put it all on the
cake. That's how I do it now.
Yeah.
Why make the cake?
Right. Who needs it?
Right. But my jam was microwave s'mores. And it took some product development, but I determined that you could, if you put a little peanut butter on each square of graham cracker, you could fit 25 chocolate chips on one side, 5 rows of 5, and 16 mini marshmallows, 4 rows of 4, on the other side.
Oh, my God.
And about, it was sort of formulaic. But if you did it right, it worked. Otherwise, they'd just fall off. That's why you needed the peanut butter.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, peanut butter?
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
I love it. I love the way you put that, too. It took some product development.
Chocolate chips in the and the marshmallows stick to the graham cracker.
I can just see you in your kitchen methodically trying, s'more after s'more to make sure you get the methodology just so that next time you can really shortcut it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Sounds good to me.
I'm pretty sure they made the mini marshmallows that size on purpose.
Yeah.
So just for you.
Just,
yeah,
for,
just
you.
For you.
Thank you for your call. I will say my daughter does this thing where she puts either chocolate chips or Hershey bars in like a container, and then she throws the mini marshmallows on it, nukes it for a little while, and then she just dips the graham cracker in that.
That sounds yummy.
And it's like, she calls it her s'mores dip.
I like
swear
that.
You, she made it up. Or maybe she saw it on TikTok. I don't know. What do I know?
Looks amazing.
Who else? Do we have
amazing.
Anybody else on the line, Holly?
Shelly's here.
Hello, Shelly.
Hi, Shell.
Shelly, tell us your junk food memories.
Oh my gosh. Ho-Ho's. It was like a big treat to get Ho-Ho's. And, of course, you have to unroll them and lick the frosting off your finger.
So, for you, the fun was in deconstructing the ho-ho.
Kind of, yeah, because you wanted to make it last as long as you could, because I wasn't really allowed to get them very often.
Yep.
Just like you, Colleen, I
understand. Fully understand
this. And I totally with Sandy about the mallow cups. And they have, and you know what? They have a little coconut on the top. You would love them.
Okay. Thank you, Shelly. Now I'm in. You knew coconut was the way to my heart. I have to say, when Shelly just said that about the ho-ho, I had this flood of memories of like the one and only time I can remember Twinkies being in the house.
Yeah.
And I remember where they were.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom like pulling them off of the shelf and being like, I got you a surprise. We got Twinkies. And I literally lost my stuff.
Yeah.
Because that was
such a
never
rare treat.
In my house.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, we have to make those last.
Do not eat these
Do
all
not
at
eat
once.
These all at once. Like these have to last.
I do want to just add, if you're interested, the book that prompted this whole conversation is by a guy named Michael Moss, and it's called Hooked. It actually just came out, and it's all about, it's titled Hooked, Food, Free Will, and How the Food Giants Exploit Our Addictions.
Oh,
so,
fun.
I mean, it does sound a little heavy, but it's actually a pretty fun science-based exploration of like why we are so obsessed with certain foods. And you get a lot of history about, you know, snack food and junk food and that whole industry.
To that end, why we are so obsessed with food, welcome to our show, the Colleen Hello. And Bradley Show, where we have an entire segment where we share our food obsession. Each and every Friday, we like to stick something in our mouths that we don't usually stick in our mouths. And today we have another north of the border treat.
Dun, 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 dun,
we're going to get Canadian on cheat day after this on My Talk 107.1. It is Friday on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And you know what it means on Fridays. You know what we do?
Cheat day.
Dirty, rotten cheetah.
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
We're about to.
What are we steaking in our mouth?
Steaking in our mouth. We are going to steak some treats from a listener. And in fact, a listener who I believe formerly was from Canada, so a former Canadian, which is interesting because we've now had a couple weeks of listener treats that came from north of the border. This time, lovely listener Paula has left a little care package for us. She heard that we indulged in some Canadian treats previously and then dropped off a little care package of things. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
And to all of you other listeners out there,
please feel free to send us things.
Feel free to send us treats for Cheat Day Friday or cash.
Okay.
We'll just take the treats.
I'll take the cash.
Are we going savory first or sweet first?
Well, so we have two things. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you'll see these in just a moment. But if you're listening, we have two items up for bid today, a sweet and a salty. I think, why don't we do the salty first, right? Because salty and then
finish it with
a little sweet treat.
Coursed meal.
Now,
It's like a coursed meal.
Yeah, you had to buy a ticket in advance. Mm-hmm. This is a ticketed event. The first item up for bid today on our cheat day is called hickory sticks.
Oh, I can smell the hickory in the sticks.
Love them for the crunch. Love them for the munch. Love them for the taste.
And on the bottom it says Julien's.
That's French because it's, you know, Canada.
Oh.
Julien le hickory.
Okay.
Yeah, the hickory
it's just
it's the same thing.
For hickory sticks.
It's basically shoestring potatoes that smell like smoke.
And they totally do.
Right?
They smell smoky.
Like barbecue sticks?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you already put one in your mouth there,
No.
Holly?
No.
Oh, okay. Who wants to put...
Go for it.
I mean, I'm poised.
Yeah. Go for it. So it looks like a shoestring potato.
Which I love. I love shoestring potatoes.
Yeah, I love shoestring potatoes. Although you have to like... your hands get greasy because you have to like grab... Mm-hmm. You got to grab all of them. Okay, so you both have them in your mitts now. It does say simulated flavor potato sticks.
Okay.
I don't know that's the best.
These taste like hotel brunch.
Is there actual potatoes in this?
Wait, hotel brunch?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't it, Holly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to get a real hotel brunch.
What does that mean?
Experience.
What do you mean, hotel brunch?
You know, like on fancy holidays when your family would go out for like... Easter brunch at the Thunderbird. That's what it tastes like.
Because your plate is full of semi-sweet things, some savory things, and all of those flavors are mingling into your hash brown.
There's like a bacon moment, but it's mostly hash brown.
I do taste kind of bacony.
Right. Mm-hmm. See? I was like hotel brunch.
Yeah.
I don't hate those.
No. I don't either. Like, I would keep eating them.
Mm-hmm. I am not mad.
I will say, again, I'm not a huge... I'd rather have potato chips because I don't like having to, like, get my mitts all oily.
And I was just going to say that. You know what these would be good on, honestly?
Like sprinkle a tater tot hot dish?
I was going to say sprinkle those on top of a tater tot hot dish.
Or on a salad.
Or on a salad. Or maybe on, like, your tuna noodle surprise
on your
or
tuna.
Something.
You going to sprinkle those on your tuna?
I might. You don't know. Rude.
You're not.
Doesn't Planters make something similar to this in a can?
Like picnic sticks? Is that what you're thinking of? Picnics?
Perhaps.
P-I-K-N-I-K?
Perhaps.
Is that Planters?
I don't know if that's Planters.
It's like in a red... It's like a red... Is it a red container?
I thought it was yellow. It's yellow.
Okay.
It's yellow with red writing.
Okay.
Picnic. P-I-K-N-I-K. Yeah,
I remember those.
Who does make the picnic? I love those. Like, give me those all day, every day.
Yeah.
They're gluten-free, too, so they're healthy. Everybody knows that.
They're healthy.
Utz also makes some potato sticks.
Oh, okay.
Those are red. Yeah, I mean...
Shoestring taters.
All right, I like those.
All right, those were good.
And they're not, like, too salty, which I also kind of love. Okay, so what's next? What we got?
So for our sweet treat, again, if you're just joining us, it's our cheat day. And so far, we've knocked back some Canadian Hostess. It, by the way, is Hostess brand. I don't think that's the same Hostess as what we're used to.
Different font.
It's actually Frito-Lay, which is interesting. What the heck does that mean, then? What does Hostess mean?
I don't know. It's just their brand.
But it's not the brand. The brand is Frito-Lay. That's weird.
Frito-Lay probably bought Hostess at one point.
Hostess Frito-Lay is its own company.
Hostess Frito-Lay, is it?
It's a Canadian company.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Frito-Lay Canada is formerly Hostess Frito-Lay.
Look at that.
It's the Canadian division of the U.S.-based Frito-Lay.
I've learned so much.
I know, me too. Wow. How exciting.
Thank you.
All right, so now on to our sweet treat. This is actually, now, clearly this must be available in Canada, but it's from a company that we would recognize called Cadbury. So I'm just looking to see if this
reminds me of a Heath bar is what I feel like I'm looking at.
Also Butterfinger.
Or a Butterfinger, yeah.
Or, yeah, like some kind of peanut buttery experience. Mm-hmm. It is called a Crispy Crunch.
Okay.
A Cadbury Crispy Crunch.
Okay.
And, yeah, it does look kind of Butterfingery, I guess.
Holly's doing her best Vanna White on the YouTube channel right now.
Doing a Price is Right. You got a pat.
Yeah.
You can see.
Like, yeah. Present.
You can see the crispity crunchity.
Oh wait, hold on, it's out of focus. Here, let me go. There.
Oh, there, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
No, it's very, right. I'm very going in. Look, get up there.
I'm going in.
Colleen went in.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like a Butterfinger.
No, you guys, it really. Remember how I said it's like a Heath bar, and then you said it's like a Butterfinger. It's like both. It's like. I like it.
Yeah, it tastes like a Chicka Stick. Remember Chicka Sticks?
No.
It's like a Chicka Stick covered in chocolate. Chicko Stick.
Okay, let's rate these. For the salty, I'm going to go 4 Cobras.
I'll go 3.5.
3. And for the sweet, I'm going to go 3.5.
3.5.
3.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for that fun cheat day.
Thanks, Paula.
When we come back, we've got D-Bags on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
How's it going?
Oh, you know.
We have a name for those celebrities behaving badly, and that name is...
D-Bag!
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
These are D-Bags.
Hello!
Hello! Yeah, they were yesterday's D-Bag,
too. Yeah, but who were they D-Baggy for yesterday? Do you remember?
Rebel Wilson.
Well, today it's not Rebel Wilson, it's J-Lo!
Oh, goodness gracious.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
Now, unless you're a... like, committed listener of the Colleen and Bradley Show, you may not remember yesterday's topic, and now Siri won't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Does she think you're talking to her?
Yes, and it's
and
like
she's recording a giant everything novel. You say. Oh, I hate it when she does that.
Yesterday, it was about Rebel Wilson, and do you remember the storyline about Rebel Wilson?
It was that she shared a very important announcement, and that announcement was that she was on the last week of shooting for her show.
Oh my God. So imagine my deja vu when I read this headline. Jennifer Lopez shares some big news with fans following A-Rod split.
Oh, for goodness sake.
The couple recently called time on their relationship. So, okay, you're telling me, hello, that Jennifer Lopez is about to share some, quote, big news with her 150 million followers, which is bizarre. But that's the world we live in. The 51, not that she has a lot of followers, just that that's a thing. Mm-hmm. It's a whole separate issue. We're not talking about it now. Yeah. I digress. The 51-year-old singer who recently announced her split from fiancé Alex Rodriguez shared a snapshot.
Oh, excuse me.
A snapshot.
Thanks, Liza.
All right.
Showing her posing with actor Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel.
Duhamel. Ham. Which he is the co-star on her upcoming film.
Shotgun Wedding.
In her caption, she explained, big news! So, you guys, big news.
Oh my gosh, are they getting it on?
At Shotgun Wedding Movie hits theaters June 29th, 2022.
No. So the big news is the movie's coming out over a year from now?
Yeah. Big news.
No.
So it wasn't big news when you are, like, when you do something and then you're not doing something anymore, because it's the end of the thing that you're doing.
Right.
I don't know that that's really big news. Also, promoting a movie that we knew you were doing.
That we're not going to see anything about for another year and 2 months.
Yeah.
Guys.
That's not big news.
That's not big news.
Also, when you say Jennifer Lopez shares big news with fans following Alex Rodriguez split, what do you imagine that will be about?
Her split from Alex Rodriguez.
You... And it's not.
This is... Okay, so I'm having a moment here where...
Are you?
Yes, I am. Where I'm thinking that... entertainment reporters in their writing of headlines don't understand the common use of the English language. I'm serious. Because when you say Jennifer Lopez, like that headline tells a different story than what the story tells.
But do you think that they're doing that intentionally?
Of course they are.
Because they know that they have no story?
Of course they are. And of course they do. But all it does, it does not make me more interested in their story.
No, it makes me angry.
More interested in what kind of an education they got that made them think that was acceptable
or,
behavior.
You know, what kind of nefarious end we can plot for them in our mind, which was fantasy and that shouldn't ever happen. But, you know, it makes you want to think bad things is what I'm saying.
Yes, that too. Also that. And correct. Goodbye, hello.
I like that. Goodbye, hello. I want to publish Goodbye Magazine, which is not only a goodbye, but it's also just going to be goodbye. Me saying goodbye to all these stupid stories.
Bye.
Bye.
That would be our tabloid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
But in little letters before it, good.
Yeah, good.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Would you like to know who my D-bag is?
You know, I got up this morning and I said to myself.
No, you didn't.
There is one thing I want today. Mm-hmm. And I want you to share with me your bag of D.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't happen, but thank you for that.
I'm trying to get through some severe neck pain.
I see it, and I'm sorry. I wish I could send somebody in there to hold your head up for you, because it looks rough.
For me.
That thing is so big.
If you were on my close Instagram group, you'd have already seen an unblurred photo of it.
That was a great throwback to yesterday.
Which the listeners are like, I don't know what he's talking about, but
okay,
it's a long story.
Is it?
Well, you tell me.
Happy Friday, everybody. Okay, so my D-bag is the Daily Mail.
Oh.
Right? Bing, bong.
Oh, yeah.
This is for a story about... Rebel Wilson.
Oh, no, for the love of God, make it stop.
I bet you can guess it, though.
Okay, I'm going to guess it. I honestly have never seen
it. Okay, so let me tell you what's going on in the picture that they've written the headline about. Because this is what just to give you, like, if you ever get a job at the Daily Mail, I just want you to know the template of how you write an article.
Yep.
Okay? They give you a picture. They furnish you with a picture of a celebrity, and your job is to make a headline from that and then write six paragraphs. Right? I think you and I have done this before, actually. Holly provided a picture
for us,
and we had to write a Daily Mail article.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This actually could be like a really fun party game. Anyway, we'll play it at a party at a different
date. Well, now that you've given somebody else the business idea,
what are
it's going to be on Shark Tank. Yeah,
Holly,
what are parties?
Holly with the actual truth, showing up with the truth.
Party?
What's a party? Okay. So the picture is a picture of her on a yellow, like, it looks like a fold-up bike, like one of those tiny fold-up bikes. I don't know if you've ever seen those.
Thing that kids do.
She's riding a bike, and she's got a green helmet on. And I will just tell you, she is in the area where she's filming that movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Which
it's the last week of filming right now. Remember, because that was the big announcement yesterday. Last week. Okay, so she is wearing a bike helmet. She is on a bike. It is nighttime, and she's biking. What is the headline, Bradley?
Rebel Wilson gets in her exercise whenever she can while single-handedly showing off her 60-pound weight loss. I don't know.
Okay, well, I do need to correct you because we've actually increased the number. It is now a 70-pound weight loss.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to write that in your little book. Okay. Write that in your book.
70-pound weight loss.
You are close. Ready? Here we go. Rebel Wilson flaunts her slim physique and skin-tight trousers as she rides on a bike while filming her new movie in Merseyside after 70-pound weight loss.
At this point, I don't know who to be angry with.
That's sort of how I'm feeling.
I feel like the Daily Mail is just always horrible at this.
It is their fault for being so dumb.
But it's like, what is this like? Is this like the person who lets their kids? Oh, there's an analogy with alcohol and irresponsible behavior. And I can't quite put my finger on it, but because what I'm saying is that when it comes to stories about Rebel Wilson's weight loss, this is a valid area for the Daily Mail to report on because Rebel Wilson herself has made such a focus of the last year's storytelling in her own career, this weight loss. So on the one hand, I can't be angry at the Daily Mail, although the Daily Mail has taken it upon themselves to run this story into the ground in a way that I don't think you can hold Rebel Wilson totally responsible for.
Right.
So it's like the parents who give their kids something they shouldn't have and the kids go off and do something. The kids are still responsible for their behavior, but you do begin to ask questions about the parents' responsibility at a certain point because they're the ones that got us in this
mess
in the first place, right?
Yes, and I wanna take this a step further, or shall I pedal us just a little further? Because my other favorite thing about this particular article, but most articles from the Daily Mail, is when they've obtained a series of photographs of a celebrity doing an activity, and they decide, like, one, if one is good, 10 are better.
Yeah.
So they,
well, and then they just throw in all the photos of Rebel Wilson in the last year.
That's what, no, but this one is just all of her biking. Oh, and it's just different angles of her biking. And now, instead of reading you the article, I just want to read you the captions of them because they're hilariously so dumb. Here she comes. Rebel Wilson looked sensational. She flaunted her slim frame while filming the new movie, The Almond and the Seahorse in Merseyside on Thursday. Okay, so that's the first picture of her on her bike. Second one, looking good. The actress, 41, donned a pair of black skin-tight trousers while riding a yellow bike along a promenade next to the River Mersey. And then go down a little further. On her bike, Rebel seemed to be in good spirits as she zipped along the front. Staying safe, the Australian star, who recently lost 70 pounds, styled her skinny bottoms with a gray jumper and khaki jacket and a green helmet. But my favorite one is, there's one of her on, like, kicking it into gear, like standing up, like she's ready to pump. Confident, Rebel picked up some speed as she rode along the prom. It's so dumb.
Like, it's lazy.
It's so lazy.
But it's also like it's again provided to us by
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
Which that's the third part that I find to be amusing is as you scroll through these pictures, it very much looks like she could have just been riding her bike in circles and so they could get different pictures of
like
her.
She get enough photos yet?
Here, I'll come back. Don't worry, I'm coming back around. It's
fine. Look, she also stopped to chat to a few locals who gathered by the filming cordon, which I think just means where they are filming.
She put on an animated display. She took a funny selfie with one fan.
I also feel that, like, our public discourse about tabloid culture is about 5 to 10 years behind what it needs to be. By that, I mean, people will look or listen to any of our discussion about Rebel Wilson and this story as, like, you know, it's like people do that thing where they're just like, oh, everybody's so obsessed with her weight loss. That's just so unfair and blah, 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 or her, you know, weight and her body and all this stuff, which is a totally valid thing, right?
Right.
That was a conversation, though, that was very necessary I'd say 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still necessary, but right. like fighting against the current of tabloids even more so 5 years ago, right?
Right.
Now, though, it's more nuanced than that because celebrities have taken hold of the power they understand tabloids capable of wielding and have, like, figured out how to game the system.
Yep.
By that, I mean, Rebel Wilson knows how to play the tabloids at their own game. So she knows that if she talks about this year of health, they're not going to make fun of her body. They're not going to make fun of her weight. Mm-hmm. They're not going to make fun of her appearance. But they're still going to show up with a camera because she lost weight.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So, and that's to me the more interesting conversation to have, but I feel like the audience that's reading these stories is not really having that conversation yet, but they will at some point.
Yeah, that's the future. The future is not now.
No, the future is then.
But I do have some good news about the actual future, meaning in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about a D-bag double down.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, that future.
That really is in the future.
It's going to be the present before you know it, and then it'll be well into the past.
So stay right where you are until the future becomes the present, and we'll look back on it when it becomes the past after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. I don't know. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
You know.
We have a lot of D-bag for a Friday, and that means we're going to have a D-bag double down.
Double down.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
D-bag Bradley Trainer.
Do you know somebody named Tom Cruise?
Oh, I've heard of him.
Now, we haven't talked about Tom Cruise in a while, but I saw the story and I was like, okay, this is becoming a pattern where there's smoke, there's fire, and the smoke is a furious rant launched into by one Tom Cruise on the set of his film after he was irritated by something that will change your life forever. Holly, are you okay over there?
I'm fine. Okay. We just went on a journey.
No, we just saw, all of a sudden I was like, she's, I think, making a break for it.
Bye!
It's Friday!
So, this is not the first time we've heard about Tom Cruise being a hot mess on set, correct?
Right. He recently yelled at crew on Mission Impossible 407 because they were not following the COVID protocol and the world's eyes were on him.
Remember that, like, that actually, I will say, was one of those situations where the world was like, yeah, Tom Cruise, I may think you're weird, but you were telling the truth.
And we were like, that feels like a toxic work environment.
Wow,
and
remember
I'm not
how
interested.
Quickly that backfired?
Oof.
Well, listen to this story. So he was reportedly infuriated while working on the set of Mission Impossible 7. Is this film ever going to end?
I swear
I look
to
forward
you.
To the Hello Magazine article that says Tom Cruise announces shocking news on his Instagram,
yeah,
which is
last
have.
Week.
The action hero 58 is believed to have been irritated by noisy branches. You guys, he lost his bleep over some tree branches that were scratchling, that's a word.
Scratchling.
On his trailer.
What?
Yeah, so noisy trees. He was trying to relax in between. Sorry.
Oh, God, you get so choked up about it.
There, quote, a source told The Sun, quote, there isn't much Tom can't put up with. So imagine how baffled everyone was when there was such a fuss made over a tree.
Okay.
The branches hanging over were knocking on the roof of the trailer, which Tom and some of the other cast had been using. And he kept saying, hello, hello. And there was nobody there. Because the tree branches were not... I made that part up.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, how long is it going to take her?
Where is this going?
And then they started talking to him.
Hello.
And they were like, hello, Tom Cruise.
Apparently, the noise was becoming beyond irritating.
Oh.
And they couldn't stand it any longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's my favorite. Two local lads were called out to sort the problem out and cut down those offending branches.
Those offending branches.
Like,
get the local lads!
Like, apparently, apparently, supposedly, Tom Cruise doesn't know how to, like, I don't know, deal with life?
That's what's frustrating about this moment.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
One of them is he possibly on some sort of mood-altering substance or otherwise? Well, it's funny,
because I was like, is she going to say medication? Because well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, or like, I was honestly thinking like steroids or something. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. he seems like one of those people who doesn't think, this is a guy, okay, so I know this behavior because I'm a man, and...
Well, I will sit here and listen to you tell me about it as a man. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so somebody needs to work on their feelings in the next break. But what I'm about to do is doo-doo on men, because okay. I know this behavior. But what I'm saying is I can understand that, like, when you get to an age where you're not able... Because Tom Cruise... And no, you don't have to be a man to figure this out. But Tom Cruise is the guy who doesn't want to age.
And
100%. When you add that to masculine... when you have testosterone involved in that, he's probably putting in more testosterone in his body because he's getting older. Mm-hmm. He's not able to do things the way he was, right? So he's trying to overcompensate for that. And a guy like Tom Cruise thinks he can outthink age and he can outthink time, right? We also know that Tom Cruise thinks he can outthink the universe.
Right.
Because Scientology. So it does not surprise me that he walks through the world as if those tree branches woke up and decided to, or that they were somehow imbued with the forces of evil that are ultimately out to get him and prevent him from overtaking the world with his, you know, magnificence.
I think what's frustrating about that for the, well, I mean, that's what's frustrating about it for everybody, but... Like, when you tell me that story, I'm like, okay, I can see being irritated by some tree branches. Like, if it was, you know, if it was a continuing thing.
Well, yeah, you get irritated by things.
What I might do, and I felt like it needed to be rectified, I might go to somebody in, I don't know, what department.
But there's tree branches! I can't eat those tree branches!
I would be like, hey, I don't, you probably don't know this because you're not in my trailer all the time, but... When I'm in my trailer, I can hear the tree branches hitting it, and it just is kind of a little bit loud, and I'm wondering if there's anything we can do about it. Maybe we can move the trailer, or...
That's how 99% of us move through the world, but when you're Tom Cruise, you're entitled to live in a world that doesn't have offending tree branches. And the mere fact that you, Colleen Lindstrom, as an assistant on the set of Mission Impossible 7... would have continued to move through the world without having recognized that Tom Cruise is owed a world because of all that he does without tree branches. It is just mind-numbing that you are that ignorant.
What is it like to live like that?
I mean, just, I can smell
that. You don't know
the
history of tree branches, Colleen.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, don't be glib.
You weren't on the universe planet area. When tree branches were created. You don't understand.
He does not sound like a person I want to ever spend any time with.
Well, does it surprise you that there's not somebody that seems to be with him?
For any lengthy period of time.
Other than one David Miscavige?
Right.
I feel like they just sit around.
And like do their steroids and like man out.
Just like
flex and like.
Do you think they like put on t-shirts and then they see who can rip them the fastest off through their chest? Hey,
that's like a Friday night for them.
Have you ever found that like the Fruit of the Loom cotton rips much better than like.
Hanes?
Jockey?
Did you guys? Okay, speaking of Tom Cruise, did you hear Kira Sedgwick tell the story of what happened when she was at Tom Cruise's house? It's actually like kind of a funny story, but it also tells you something about Tom Cruise and how he operates
in the
world.
What's the story you speak of?
So she told it on a talk show. I can't remember which one, but you know, she's married to Kevin Bacon. And I don't remember what movie it was, but it was a movie that Kevin Bacon was in with Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise invited everybody over to his house. And she was like, you know, poking around like you do. And she was standing by a mantle and she saw this button under the mantle. And she was like, oh, I wonder what that button does. And she pressed it. And then immediately, because, you know, in her mind, I think she thought like maybe the wall will turn around or something.
Yeah.
She pressed the button and nothing happened. And so she actually started to freak out because she was like, that button did nothing. So she went to Tom Cruise and she was like, I pushed that button under the mantle. He's like, you pushed the button under the mantle. She's like, I pushed the button under the mantle. And he's like, that's the panic button. The cops came and they had to like talk him down.
Oh, no.
She said she'll never be invited back.
Well, I'm sure.
When we come back, moms, what do you really want for Mother's Day? We'll talk about it after this.